Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's link in with Dan Roth, who is the editor-in-chief of LinkedIn. Dan, good morning. Nice to have you with us again today.
Good morning. Yeah, thanks for having me, Dean.
And this is working series this week is focusing in on what I have to imagine is an incredibly interesting person, the CEO of the Patagonia company. Tell us about that.
Yeah, sure. So we talked to Rose Mercario in a pretty rare interview where she talked about how Patagonia is responding to the coronavirus crisis and how she the kind of demands she is making or asking for from leaders in response to what's been pretty devastating impact to the economy and the people's lives. And, you know, I think we think about Patagonia as being a company really devoted to saving the environment. She's making a much broader call now to rebuilding social safety nets, thinking about working families and trying to put in place changes that actually bring a social safety net to America that doesn't exist currently.
Now, Patagonia is kind of noted for being a little bit of an upscale company. Is that going to affect? Did you talk to her about whether or not that affects a company like that that targets itself toward a more upscale clientele?
That's a great question. What she talked about was that she realizes there are massive changes going on for consumers and workers everywhere, and that nothing will or a lot will not be the same after the coronavirus crisis. They are in the process now. She talked about kind of a three-stage process for Patagonia to go through this. It is stabilizing, rebuilding, and then reimagining. And what you're talking about is the kind of reimagining stage. What does Patagonia look like in a world where, as you say, people have lower incomes or they're spending less or they are, you know, at home more, maybe not wearing some of these clothes to the office? And so she's asking for her employees to come up with ideas. They're going from top to bottom of the company, asking questions about how do people imagine the world changing, and then how does Patagonia need to respond?
Yeah, in what stage did she describe Patagonia being right now?
They are almost entering the reimagining. They're at the very beginning of the reimagining phase. But this is a company that's still not open. They had to close down stores around the world. They had to furlough workers. I think they're looking at about a 50% hit to sales. So they're in, like every retailer, like most companies, they're in some serious pain here. And they need to not only think about what new products they're going to make, but also just what's it even like to be in a Patagonia store, and where do their sales come from? And also, they count on suppliers around the world. Many of them, as Rose said, are going to go away because they just can't survive this crisis.
Just as a consumer, I have a little bit of a hard time even imagining in my mind going into a store, any kind of store, you know, much less a store like this. And getting things back to normal again. I'm not sure that things will ever really be what we used to call normal.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard some people talk about this, the idea that what the coronavirus crisis has done is really put in place trends that were already in place that's really fueled them into new heights. And so we were shopping from, we were doing e-commerce before, and now we're only doing e-commerce. And brick and mortar was challenged before. Brick and mortar is under severe threat right now. I think that you're right. It's going to be really hard to go back in. For what Rose said was that they're going to have an all mask policy. They'll probably be one of the last retailers to reopen. They're going to make sure that they have everything in place to keep their employees safe. But the question you raise is the right one, which is, even if the employees are safe, will shoppers want to go into the store at all?
Yeah, I know. You know, I've been looking at the entertainment angle of this, since this is normally what I cover. And there was a new study that came out yesterday in which they asked consumers, will you be comfortable if you have the choice of watching a movie at home or getting back into a movie theater and watching it on a big screen in a movie house, which would you be most comfortable doing? 70% said that they would rather stay at home and watch a movie that way instead of being back in a big movie theater with a lot of other people. I have to think that some of that logic, I mean, some of it's probably just the convenience of being at home. And people have discovered how easy it is to stream movies now. But I have to think that part of that is people are not going to be that comfortable going back into movie theaters, going back into stores, going back into Patagonia.
Yep, absolutely. It is, again, this is just, it's causing trends that are already in place to come at us even faster. And I think that you're right. People were used to watching from the comfort of their couch. Now you're like, look, I can be comfortable. I can watch from my couch. And I can not get a virus. Sounds, you know, sign me up for that. And so right. I totally agree. I can't imagine going back in. I don't know, since you follow entertainment, if you've watched what Netflix is doing, as the entertainment world is shut down, Netflix set up a $150 million support fund for people who are working, yeah. And they've got this ad campaign, you will work in this town again. But as this shift happens, not just consumers who are rethinking stuff, it's having an impact from the top of the food chain all the way down to the bottom. And, you know, getting the economy started back up again is going to be super difficult.
Yeah, I think people who think that it's going to be, you know, just like turning a light switch back on, they're going to be in for a big surprise that it's going to be far more difficult than that. And good for Patagonia for, you know, thinking this through with such excruciating detail, because really that's what it's going to take. And, you know, especially, I mean, people are in such hard times right now. Money is so tight. A company which kind of specializes in leisure time, people aren't going to have that kind of leisure time money to spend anymore. So that has to be part of what Rose Macario is also thinking about.
Well, she left the interview with two really big thoughts. One is that no matter what, Patagonia is still going to continue to give back, and they have a 1%. They donate 1% of their top line towards environmental groups. So that's not profits. This is just the pure revenue, and they call it their Earth Tax. She said, "We are hurting. We will continue to pay that. 1% of sales goes into this kind of Earth Tax." The other thing that she said, which is more of a call to arms, was that we're writing history. We are going through history, and we are writing history, and we get to choose how we want to write it. And it was a call to people, professionals, leaders, or people who are just starting their jobs to think about what kind of work they want to do and how they want to give back and what they want that nature of the work to be. So massive change is going on, a real reset in the economy. We don't have to be victims. We can't think about how we want the world to look afterward. That was Rose's really big message.
People want to take a look at the entire interview. What's the best way to do that, Dan?
They can go to lnkd.in/TIW. That's This Is Working. Or they can follow me, Daniel Roth, on LinkedIn or LinkedIn News on LinkedIn, and they'll find the interview there.
Dan, have a great day today. I appreciate the conversation. Thank you.
Thank you.